Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. First off, thank you for all your likes, shares, and subscribes. Really appreciate it. Last night I was thinking on what I could present this morning. It's early morning, over 4:15 here, so what I could present to you guys, and the lines that came to me was Akashic Shift of the Earth. Now this is like, I was blown away by this. Like, this is a very large topic. Am I even qualified to talk about such a large thing? But anyway, I have put together something for you, and we shall talk about this and what it has implications for the earth. What does it mean in the shift? What are we moving towards as a group, as a collective, as earth? So keep watching, and I will towards the end tie it into astrology and what it means in astrological terms. So we will try to bind the two. And since this is such a vast topic, it cannot be covered in a 10-minute video, you see. So we will do it as and when I get whatever I get, okay? Meanwhile, take care, be safe. So here we go. The Kundalini's movement of the earth. Now we are not talking about the personal Kundalini movement of the human beings or of the other beings here on this earth. We are talking about earth's Kundalini. Now, if you're esoterically minded and you have understood this to some degree, you'll appreciate that the earth is alive. It's a being. Even if you take that one sentence and deeply reflect on it, your life will change. The way you perceive things will change. The earth is an alive being, and all the ancients of the earth, all the indigenous, all the Vedic cultures, everybody knew of this. The earth is an alive being, therefore it produces all these creatures, all these entities that come and live here, right? It's a closed system, it's an alive being, and it has this life energy also, what we call the Kundalini. Now this Kundalini, for how many of thousands and thousands of years, was centered, and let me show you with the mouse, there in India and Tibet, in the Himalayas, in that region. For thousands and thousands of millenniums, it was centered here in India and Tibet, in the Himalayan region. Now, in this shift, it is moving towards Latin America, Chile and Peru. As you can see, I have marked a dot there. The snake symbolizes the Kundalini. That's all. This is just a graphic that I borrowed. Now, the Kundalini shift, or the consciousness, conscious life energy of the planet itself, when it shifts from northern hemisphere to southern hemisphere, there are certain characteristics that will change the Akash of the earth itself. Akash here refers to the collective memory of whatever is happening on this planet. Everything put together, okay? All the past human civilizations, all the things that have come and gone, the different ages, right from the Pleistocene age, the Pliocene age, so on and so forth, forever, the record of Earth. If you take the collective memory of record of Earth, so as Earth, as a sentient being with its own Kundalini, you can appreciate this. So once the Akash of the earth shifts from a northern hemisphere based wisdom, which is masculine in nature, to the southern hemisphere, which is feminine based wisdom, certain things change, and let's see what that happens. Okay. So the Akashic shift of the earth, the masculine shift to feminine energies from the north of the equator to the south of the equator, is representing two different forms of pure consciousness. Consciousness, remember, has no preference. But in this case, to come into this world, it plays in a polarized format of Shiva and Shakti. So northern hemisphere, how did it play out like? Let's just see. So in the northern hemisphere, Shiva acted as what? The power of dissolution. Shiva represents the power of dissolution, which is necessary of creation of something new. The old must be dissolved for the new to emerge. That's the power of Shiva. Second, the power of stillness. Shiva is often associated with stillness, the perfect still point, meditation and self-discovery. Guess what happened in the tens of thousands of millennia in India? They were all about stillness. They were all about meditation. They're all about self-discovery. Even till today, that energy is still there in the Akash of India. The power of detachment. Shiva represents the power of detachment, which is necessary for spiritual growth and liberation. Keep thinking about all the gurus and all the yogis and all the Vedas, okay? What knowledge was disseminated in the world? The power of transformation. Shiva also represents the power of transformation, which is necessary for spiritual growth and evolution. The power of unity. Shiva represents the unity of all things with power of knowledge and understanding. Remember this crucial point, we shall see why it's important. Shiva is more about knowledge and understanding. Rudra is centered here in the third eye. So it's all about revealing the truth of things beyond time. Okay. Now we come to Shakti, because Kundalini of the earth is moving towards Shakti. And how does this change the Akash of the earth and all the rules of the game get changed? What is the power of Shakti, or the feminine principle? The power of Shakti is the creative force that gives birth to the universe. It's the power of manifestation, power of creation. Everything in this world, in this earth plane, even among human beings, is created by the feminine. She gives birth to us. She nurtures her with her milk. She gives us food to eat. She cares for us. The mother is the one who birthing the entire humanity, right? She is represented in the female form as Shakti. This Shakti is what creates everything and sustains everything. Let's get that straight first. The power of transformation. Shakti is the force that has the ability to transform things in the universe. Transform meaning like an alchemy, like changing one form to another form. That is alchemy. At the physical level, Shakti is responsible for this. Shiva can do it at the conceptual level. Shakti has to bring it to physical form. So you will have lots of feminine embodied souls coming in with this power, kind of Akashic power, to make this Akashic shift happen. The power of unity. Now remember, there was power of unity in Shiva also, but this power of unity is different. Shakti represents the unity of all things through a deeper sense of compassion, empathy, love for ourselves and others. Now Shiva did it through knowledge and understanding. Shakti will do it through a sense of compassion, a sense of mother energy, a sense of everybody is welcome. We don't need to fight each other all the time. So this is that motherly energy which knows all siblings, all her children are different, yet she loves all of them equally. That kind of motherly love. The power of devotion. The power of devotion through cultivating a relationship with the divine, through a deeper sense of connection and inner peace. This is the power of Shakti. Meaning what? Is God personal to you? Is God something to be feared or something to be loved? These are the kind of things you should ask yourself. If I say I believe in some God or some creative force, do you fear it or do you love it? Shakti comes from the point of view of, I love this God. I love this particular form of God, be it Krishna or Rama or Rudra or Kali or any form, it's just a different forms, representations. Are you in connection with the divine? That's devotion. That's bhakti. Bhakti, a bhakta is not scared of God. There is no fear. It loves the God. You can't be scared of something and afraid of the same thing at the same time. Okay, these are two different energies. The power of Kundalini, awakening Kundalini itself. Now, so the lot of awakening will go on in this shift where feminine energy will awaken through women, through all the women of the earth, through souls embodied in the women plane, okay, in the women bodies. So that Kundalini will awaken through the women. As we are seeing already, it's happening everywhere and it will continue to happen. This Kundalini is the higher state of consciousness. You are getting in touch with the prominent life energy itself. Okay. Now let's see how this ties into astrology. Now let's see how this ties into the basic zodiac astrology. We are not going into the nakshatra level of things. Let's just focus on the zodiac itself. Out of the 12 zodiacs, as we can see, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out of the 12, 7 are female-oriented zodiacs. Okay. So in this new energy, when we talk of astrology, you need to pay attention to all these zodiac signs because they are themselves feminine in nature. And they are going to be the dominant creators of the shift at every level amongst human beings, and it will be more so, more powerful among embodied females, the ones who are in female bodies. Okay, so what are the signs? First, the three earth signs all fall into this, and the three water signs. You see only one air sign, Aquarius. Straight off the bat, you can see that, right? So the first of the three earth signs is Taurus. Taurus is just fixed and female, and it's to do with more artha. It will be more translating things to material plane. How do I need this? Do I need resources needed to fulfill a task? The money, the finance, the people, the infrastructure, so on and so forth. Okay, Taurus is the material aspect. Then comes Virgo, the sixth sign, the creative earth, the one which wants to calculate, get down to details, nitty-gritty, bring things into physical fruition in a creative form. Okay. Then comes Capricorn, the structural earth, which wants to move things around to accomplish stuff as work in the external plane, so to speak. Karma is nothing but that. It's, Capricorn is the lord of karma, so ruled by Saturn. So it's to do with how we bring forth things in time. Saturn, lord of karma, means it has to have time. For anything we have to achieve from cause and effect, whatever we're trying to achieve in this earth plane has to do with cause and effect. And cause and effect happens only in the bandwidth of time. If there is no time, there is no cause, and there is no effect. See? Then comes the Cancer, flowing water. It is the first of the sattvic signs. The female zodiac signs have two sattvic signs, Cancer and last of Pisces. Slightly different energies. So Cancer, as the mother, as the sign ruled by the moon, she will bring forth all these aspects that we need to connect emotionally. Cancer will be dominant in that. Next is as Scorpio. She wants to dig deep and find the intense emotions buried deep inside our subconscious. Maybe we have bought something from our past life. Maybe we want to achieve something here now going forward because it's about the shift. Scorpio, she will do that. And I'm using she because of the feminine tense here. Then she goes into Pisces as the ocean to dissolve everything and find the true meaning of duality. Sagittarius is a dual sign. So in Pisces, she will go as dual. She will find the dual meaning of everything and collapse it into unity. It's a collapsing of unity. Duality into unity. And in Aquarius, this is the mysterious portion, she will bring in the abstract concepts needed from the Akash, which is to be carried out in this new energy. Meaning what? everybody, especially if you come to a place like India, everybody is caught up so much in the old tradition. They want to hang on to traditional stuff. They are not willing to change it, shift it according to times and according to how you need to adjust in 2023. With things like ChatGPT and things like artificial intelligence and all these new inventions in science, they're still stuck in an old moldy system. This is just dogmatism and fanaticism, nothing more than that. So Aquarius, in Aquarius, she will bring it in an unconventional form. The feminine energy in Aquarius will bring it in a form that is not traditional. Breaking the tradition, breaking the old moldy ideas and stuff that we deal with. Okay, we need to do that, otherwise we are going to be forever stuck in only tradition. That's not going to get us anywhere. We need to be progressive, and this is where Aquarius as a female form will bring it. That so you'll find a lot of unconventional things going on even in the spiritual circles, and it's necessary. Discarding tradition is not necessary. It can be used in a form and fashion that is adaptable to the current day and time. Understand it in this way. Okay. Tomorrow I shall share with you or whatever comes to me next. Meanwhile, take care, be safe. Have a good day.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.